From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday with less ammunition than Washington and London had hoped he would have in his bid to convince Russia to abandon Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. G7 ministers meeting Tuesday in Italy failed to agree on targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military, arguing that an investigation would first have to come and confirm who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. The White House made clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump spokesman Sean Spicer.
One is defeating ISIS, and the second is creating the political environment necessary for the Syrian people to have new leadership. I can't imagine a stable and peaceful Syria where Bashar al-Assad is in power.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke and warned of future chemical weapons provocations in Syria that he says would be used to frame Kremlin ally al-Assad.
We считаем, что любое проявление подобного рода достойно того, чтобы его тщательным образом расследовать. Мы собираемся официально обратиться в соответствующую ООН.
Chemical attack prompted a world outcry in a U.S. missile attack. Putin said that we think that any such event is worthy of being investigated thoroughly. We are going to officially address to a relevant U.N. body in The Hague and call upon the international community to investigate it thoroughly, and depending on the results of that investigation, to take a balanced decision. Again, this is what caused a turning point in the Trump administration's approach to the 7-year-old conflict. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed 4 people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts his arrest. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. Authorities say Akilov drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. In addition to the 4 people killed, the attack also injured 15 others. Akilov was arrested early Saturday. He'd been known to intelligence services since last year when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. Meanwhile, head of terrorist research at Swedish Defense University, Magnus Rainstorm, speaks about how well Sweden is prepared for incidents like this.
We have a problem with terrorism legislation. It's very difficult to convict anyone for terrorism. We are not doing enough sharp prevention work.
Police say they have arrested a second person in connection with the attack, but have given no further information. Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while another nation's executions dropped by more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty, which opposes the death penalty in all cases, listed China and 2 other as governments that shield execution data, saying their figures are a state secret. But Amnesty researcher William Nee told VOA the group has used media reports, government documents, and conversations with people in China to form an assessment of that situation. A fire has destroyed most of the Grand Synthe migrant camp near Dunkirk in northern France. A prefect for the Nord region said that the fire began after a fight between Afghans and Kurds at the camp. It is not clear how the fire started, but the prefect said the blaze left at least 5 people injured. Migrants from the camp were evacuated to other shelters nearby. Grand Synthe was set up by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders and housed about 1,500 migrants, most of them Kurds. Its population swelled after the October closure of another camp. Clashes Tuesday between Philippine forces and suspected militants on Central Resort Island have left 1 officer and at least 4 gunmen dead. Authorities said a group of about 10 gunmen in total were spotted arriving by boat and that the clashes happened when government forces actually went in to investigate. The U.S. Embassy in the Philippines issued a warning last week that it had received unsubstantiated yet credible information that terrorist groups may attempt kidnappings in 2 provinces. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.